Three finalists were selected for the Ellensburg School District Superintendent position this weekend. Advancing to this week's final round of interviews are Troy Torno, currently serving as the district's interim superintendent, Chris Granger, the superintendent of the Blaine School District, and Brian Beckley, the chief information officer for the Everett School District. Each candidate will take part in a day-long interview process that includes a community forum. Granger will be interviewed today, Torno on Tuesday, and Beckley on Wednesday. The community forum will be at 5 p.m. each day at Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School. Upon completion of the interviews on Wednesday, the board will announce the hiring after an executive session. The Ellensburg City Council will interview applicants for the open City Council Position 3 seat at a special meeting at 6 p.m. today. Brian Cullinane, David Douglas, Jennifer Lubansky, Katie Nolan, Delano Palmer, and Steve Townsend are scheduled to be interviewed. The council will select a person to fill the seat at the meeting. Ballots in the Cleellum-Roslyn School District's Educational Programs and Operation Levy must be returned by 8 p.m. Tuesday. The district seeks a four-year levy that gradually increases from $3.4 million to $4.3 million. As of Thursday, 26.5% of the ballots had been returned. The Roslyn Theater is the location of the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce After Hours event at 5 p.m. Tuesday. The industry focus for this month's event is recreation. Kittitas County Recovery Community Organization is holding a Feelin' Crafty event at 5 p.m. Tuesday at the Catalyst Co-working Building in Cleellum. The event is open to all ages and materials will be provided. This is KCRSO's first event held in Cleellum. Mother Tongue, an exhibit of photo-based media and installation created by Rafael Soldi and Victor Yanez Lascano, opens on Thursday at the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery on the CWU campus. Opening festivities include an artist talk at 4 p.m. in the Cirque Theater and a reception at 5 p.m. in the gallery. The Ellensburg High School Senior Parent Group and the Fish Food Bank have teamed up on a fundraiser to help raise money for the senior class party and provide food for fish. The parent group is raising money for the senior party by selling butter braids. If a person wishes, the butter braid can be donated to the Fish Food Bank. There's an online store. It runs between today and February 26th and is available on a link on the Fish Facebook page. District High School Basketball Tournament play continues this week. The Ellensburg boys team plays at East Valley at 6 p.m. Tuesday in a loser-out game. The Ellensburg girls host Prosser in the district championship at 7 p.m. Wednesday. The winner advances to the state tournament. The Cleellum-Roslyn boys team hosts Granger at 6 p.m. Tuesday in a loser-out game. And the Cleellum-Roslyn girls host Kittitas at 6 p.m. Wednesday, with the winner advancing to state and the loser out. The Fish Open Table lunch is chicken and dumplings and applesauce. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 in Cleellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Cleellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 50 degrees. Sunset is at 5:21 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 30 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 15 miles per hour. Find all this information on our website, that's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.